Arcadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News in your daily wrestling newscast for Wednesday, April 26, 2023. Good morning, I'm Mike Sempervivi. We begin today with an update on CM Punk's appearance backstage last Monday night during WWE's Monday Night Raw at the Allstate Arena in Chicago. According to a report from PW Insider, the backstage visit occurred spontaneously after Punk, currently under contract to AEW, happened to be booked on the same flight from Tampa, Florida to Chicago with several WWE talents and staff members. Punk had been in Florida doing ringside commentary for the MMA promotion Cage Fury Fighting Championships. Punk reportedly showed up at the arena before the show began and was escorted inside by WWE talent. PW Insider sources indicated that Punk remained in a common area and spent approximately 20 minutes backstage talking to various WWE performers and personnel, including The Miz, whom he's clashed with on social media in recent years following his departure from WWE. Punk was also reportedly seen briefly conversing with Paul Levesque, although it was noted that there were no private closed-door meetings held, only casual conversation out in the open. It was shortly after his conversation with Levesque that WWE security arrived to ask Punk to leave the premises, which he did willingly and respectfully, according to reports. The Spring Break-In edition of NXT was broadcast live on the USA Network last night from the WWE Performance Center in Orlando, Florida. In the main event, NXT Women's Champion Indy Hartwell turned back the challenges of both Tiffany Stratton and former champion Roxanne Perez in a triple threat match.
Hartwell gutting it out. What a gutsy performance. This has certainly been impressive. Hartwell into the cover. Hook up both legs. And somehow, some way, she retains.
The win marked Hartwell's second successful defense of the title since winning it at NXT Stand and Deliver during WrestleMania weekend earlier this month. Earlier in the evening in the show's other title match, Carmelo Hayes made his first defense of the NXT Championship, defeating Grayson Waller.
As Hayes to the top, nothing. Net connects into the cover and still.
Hayes won the title from Braun Breaker at Stand and Deliver. Breaker won his own match last night as well, putting away Andre Chase in just over 2 minutes. In other results, Channing Stacks Lorenzo and Tony D'Angelo beat Pretty Deadly in the opener. Obafemi defeated Oro Mensah. Fallon Henley and Josh Briggs upended Brooks Jensen and Kiana James in a mixed tag team match. Cora Jade went over Lyra Valkyria. And Dijak attacked Ilya Dragunov in a backstage segment. In ratings news, Monday Night Raw was seen by an average of 1.815 million viewers last Monday night on the USA Network, precisely even with last week's audience, according to Showbuzz Daily. In the hourly breakdown, Hour 1 drew 1.840 million, which grew to 1.939 million for Hour 2, then fell to 1.666 million for Hour 3, marking a loss of 273,000 viewers between Hours 2 and 3, and a cumulative loss of 174,000 viewers over the course of the show. The rating in the key 18 to 49-year-old demographic was 0.56, down slightly from last week's 0.58 key demographic rating, according to WrestleNomics. The 0.56 rating represents 731,000 viewers. The show ranked fourth for the night on cable TV in the key demo, even with last week's rating. AEW Rampage drew 371,000 viewers to TNT, airing in a preempted time slot last Saturday night, according to Showbuzz Daily. The rating in the key 18 to 49-year-old demographic was 0.12, which translates to 157,000 viewers, according to WrestleNomics. Rampage did not air in its usual Friday night time slot last week due to the NHL playoffs. In injury news, Braun Strowman has been taken off the road due to a concussion, according to a report from PW Insider. Strowman last wrestled on Friday night in a tag team match with Ricochet against the Viking Raiders at SmackDown. It's not confirmed if the injury occurred during that match. Strowman already missed scheduled tag team matches at house shows in Fort Wayne, Indiana and Toledo, Ohio over the weekend, which were instead turned into singles matches, pitting Ricochet against Ivar and Eric of the Viking Raiders, respectively. There is no timeline for Strowman's return as of yet. And in Major League Wrestling news, Alex Kane won the 40-person Rumble Battle Riot 5, which was taped April 8th at the 2300 Arena in Philadelphia and aired last night on MLW Underground on Reels. Kane, who was also the first entrant in the match, last eliminated Davey Boy Smith Jr. via submission to win the match and earn a future title shot against MLW World Champion Alexander Hammerstone.
Exposed the back. There's the choke. There's the choke.
Davey's caught center of the ring. Will Davey tap away the battle right?
He's got nowhere to go.
Kane's
got nowhere to go.
Kane's got the body scissors. Kane's got a locked in.
Look at him. He's turning blue.
Oh, Davey's trying to get his fingers in to break
there's
the grip.
Oh, slipping the hand back.
Oh, there's so much pressure.
He's pulling on the ref.
Davey's losing oxygen.
It's great.
Davey taps. Davey taps. Alex Kane goes the distance.
The winner of Battle Riot and the recipient of a World Heavyweight Championship opportunity anywhere, anytime, Alex Kane.
Other participants in the match included Willie Mack, Jacob Fatu, Taya Valkyrie, Raven, Duke the Dumpster Drossy, Gene Snitsky, Lindsay Dorado, Little Guido, Sam Adonis, Mance Warner, Leo Rush, John Hennigan, and someone dressed as Kamala's longtime handler, Kim Chi. Previous Battle Riot winners include Jacob Fatu, Hammerstone, L.A. Park, and Tom Lawler. And before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that however you consume your content, you can find the wrestling news 24 hours a day and 7 days a week across social media. On Twitter, follow us at Wrestling News AV. Our Facebook page is also Wrestling News AV. The wrestling news can also be found on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube page. And for those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, just tell Alexa to play the Wrestling News podcast. And remember to make sure you add podcast at the end. Once again, for daily updates, breaking news, and more, follow the wrestling news across social media. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall, just the wrestling news. The Wrestling News is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the Wrestling Newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.